I'm going to give a bit of an introduction to NRSP 10, where it is and how it can be used for specialty crops, and then the individual presenters will then be taking you through each section of that, of the particular talk that they're having. So NRSP 10 stands for National Research Support Project 10, and these are crops that are economically important. When you take them up, they're important individually, but when you take them collectively, they're even more important. And you can see here, most of these are specialty crops, with the exception of cotton. I believe all the cool-season food legumes are now designated as specialty crops. So together, they're about $22 billion farm gate value for these crops. And these databases we're going to discuss in a minute with you. These are the databases that cover these crops. Okay. Okay, so National Research Support Project 10, it's research that is deemed national in scope that fulfills an unmet national research need. And so this is essentially money that's taken off the top of agricultural ARC director station. Each land-grant university has to kind of vote to give up a little bit of their budget to this type of project. So they don't do it very often because they don't, of course, want to give up their budget, right? But in this case, and in the other cases that they fund the 10 projects, they deem these as national projects that meet the need. So in our case, this is crops that are underserved crops, so they're essentially orphan crops that are important crops as well. So we have three main components to the vision for NRSP 10. First of all, it's to enable basic translational and applied research in existing community databases that have been developed initially at WSU, for example, and these are underserved orphan crops, and they're mostly, as I said, specialty crops. We also, as part of this project, and as part of other projects, which I'll explain when I talk about the leverage of funding, we're trying to provide a comprehensive, open-source, flexible, resource-efficient database platform known as Triple. And many groups around the world now are using Triple to develop their databases. What's great about that is that they're co-developing modules that we use, they use ours, and it's this nice community of developers developing these modules and these functionality that we all need. They're characterized by uniform software and data standards. And then also, as part of this, is to develop a model for long-term sustainability of these community databases that use Triple. And it's very much stakeholder-driven and supported, as you'll see when we talk about the funding model. And it leverages industry and federal funding. Right now, we have about $8 million in federal funding other than this NRSP project that helps bring this all together and fund that. Okay, why do we need community databases? Integrated data, of course, facilitates discovery. So basic data, in these databases, you can enable basic science, looking at structure and evolution of genomes, gene function, for example. Translational science, taking the information from the basic science, doing trait discovery, marker development, that kind of thing. And then applied science, where breeders are able to utilize the DNA information in their actual breeding programs and breeding decision making. And really what Triple does is enable coordination between databases to affect this effectively. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a brief update of where we are, and then individual users are going to give you more details of what's been accomplished. So expanding these community database resources for Rosaceae, citrus, vaccinium, cool season food legumes, and cotton. You can ignore cotton if you like, but we can't really. It's very important. We get a lot of industry funding from cotton to help this project. We're going to have a talk by Cameron and Nala. Cameron's going to talk about how he uses the databases CGD and citrus and Rosaceae for translational tree fruit research. And then Nala's going to talk about the resources in the GDR and the vaccinium database for small fruit research. And just as a quick aside, these databases are well used and supported. This is information on use of the databases in the first 2.5 years of the project. We're just at the end of the third year right now. Coming to the end. So these databases, you'll see that they all look alike. We basically use the same structure and just trying to implement it again. Again, it's for efficiency. So this is a genome database for Rosaceae. It's been around since 2003. It's been continuously federally funded since that time, actually. And here's the cotton gen database again. Very similar looking, different color, right? That's about it. Citrus genome database. We just updated the citrus genome database, implemented that in this new version of Triple in the last few months. This is the cool season food legume database, and this is a genome database for vaccinium, which is very bright. Now look at it here, that blue. And that's just been implemented in the last couple of months as well. All these databases are pretty much up to date with genomic, genetic and breeding database data that's publicly available. And we curate a lot of that genetic data that goes into these databases. Okay, one of our goals within the RSP was to develop or implement a tablet application that would help improve the efficiency of collecting phenotype data and then putting it into these databases. Well, it turns out that Jesse Poland's group have a wonderful app called Fieldbook that Trevor Reif is going to talk. He's actually the developer. He developed it as a graduate student because he needed it. Trevor will talk to you about that. But essentially what we've done as part of this project is provide Samsung tablets with Fieldbook installed to about 50 NRSP breeders and scientists. And they've been testing them for us and they're feeling new feature development because what we need in specialty crops is often a wee bit different than what the commodity crops need. And we've provided webinars and hands-on training, and a lot of work has gone into this by Ksenia to support this and promote this, and she's going to tell you about BIMS in one of the talks. Another thing that we have, well, Ksenia's going to talk about Fieldbook and BIMS. So another thing we were trying to do within the GDR, we already had a breeder's toolbox, but we wanted to take that breeder's toolbox and develop it further and make it a triple application with much more functionality. So the goal behind this is really to develop a bells and whistles breeding information management system that includes data management and analysis capability. And that includes hooking it up to high performance computing and all these free tools that are out there that we can embed within this without the user ever having to leave their site. The value of it, one of the values of this is that the breeder gets access then to all the publicly available genomics, genetics and breeding data without leaving this portal. But their data always remains private, so no one has access to their data. So, for example, if they're using a particular marker, the link will be within their database to be able to go directly to the marker database within GDR and see what primers were used, what germplasm, is that marker known about and that kind of thing. Where's that allele? And so Ksenia will talk about that. And then we have another one of our goals was to convert GenSAS, which is an online community annotation and curation tool, into Triple. So, and I'm going to actually talk about that on behalf of Jody because she's not actually here. And so we haven't just converted it. What we've done is actually extended it significantly into a much bigger tool, and I'll show you that when I come to talk. Another part of this project was Triple. Triple is funded by lots of different projects. Meg is going to talk today about how to use Triple, this database infrastructure, as a project database. So, for example, you could use it as a community database, which is what we use it for, but if you were working on a project, so Macadamia, for example, if you didn't have a database, and say you were doing sequencing, you could implement the structure in there, use it for all your needs, your research needs, and then at the end of your project, you could then provide it to one of the Triple databases, so the data is not lost, but you can use it with all the built-in functionality that's already there. And one of the things that we did this year, we gave a complete copy of Triple. It was actually our Cotton Gen database. We removed all our data and gave a complete copy of that to the Carrot SCRI group to use. I mentioned that it's highly supported in terms of funding. The Cotton community provide a lot of funding. NSF are funding it. SCRI are funding it. Two NSF projects are funding it. And it's being extended out to lots of different crops now. I think there's over 130 instances of Triple now being downloaded and used by communities. And one last thing as part of this is working with all the other databases, some of which use Triple, some of which don't use Triple, but it doesn't really matter too much in terms of how we interact. And it's all about standardization of data, how we can communicate between ourselves, and identify best practices that we can all use together. One of the nice things I just want to mention about Triple, just in case Meg doesn't see it, is that Triple 3 now is independent of a CHADO backend, which means that any database that has its own underlying database can now implement Triple on top of that, which actually is really, really extends the portability of Triple quite significantly. So we had a meeting Salt Lake City, and we're working on the white paper for that. We should be out in a month or two. We'll have that pretty much ready. This is the team, my group, that work on this. A lot of them have been here for a long time. That slide's actually out of date by, I think, about maybe in a year. Because it's bioinformatics, you don't need to be in one location. You can, as long as you do the work, you can be anywhere. And so that's very good. There's brochures and all this on these talks, or most of these talks, Triple, GenSAS, the databases are at the back of the room. If you're interested, take one and take it home. And these are the funding sources, the NRSP, industry, Tree Fruit, Dry Peel Mental Council, USDA, USDARS, Cotton, NSF. All the US land grant universities are funding this through the salaries of the researchers who provide the data. University of Saskatchewan is a big developer of the database, and the crop communities of support. Thank you. Did I do 10 minutes? Oh, well. For me, that was close enough, right? Okay. Right, so I'll sit down.